Many of us have seen or heard news stories predicting that the U.S. will become the world's leading oil producer within a decade, and that North America as a whole could become a net exporter of oil in 20 years. Energy independence, a goal of U.S. administration since the energy crises of the 1970s, may be within reach. So why aren't gasoline prices dropping when we fill up our tanks in the middle of this oil boom? There are several points to be made about these projections. First, we have to realize that the days of easy oil are gone. The International Energy Agency, or IEA, says that world production of conventional crude oil is on a plateau and will soon decline. New supplies of liquid fuels come from unconventional resources like shale oil and tar sands. Although substitution of new types of fuel for increasingly scarce conventional oil is exactly what economic theory would predict, prices will remain high for gasoline. Increasing production of oil in the U.S. will not lead to significant reductions in costs of oil, except in the case of another worldwide recession. Internationally, OPEC is expected to be an increasingly dominant force in world oil markets over the next few decades. Headlines that project the U.S. to be the world's largest producer by 2015 or 2020 sound good, but the same reports show Saudi Arabia retaking the lead by 2025. Perhaps the most important factor for increasing independence is improved energy efficiency. By using less liquid fuel and temporarily increased production, the U.S. will reduce imports of oil by 2035. Although population and the economy are set to grow, and production may increase to levels close to those of the 1970s, the U.S. demand for liquid fuels will decrease. We can make great strides toward using more energy-efficient vehicles in the future with new policies such as the higher mileage standards produced by the Obama administration, something that's long overdue since Europe, Japan, and China all have higher mileage standards than we do. In the end, the biggest untapped resource in the U.S. is not deep underground and stuck in shale, but right in front of us and accessible by learning how to live comfortably while using less energy. For WISO, I'm Bob Brecka.